This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And it is always good to get your company. It's always good, especially when we're sharing the Word of God. This is part 69 of the Peace of the Father. It is always good to begin to understand the peace that passes all understanding. Today, we're looking at 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And we're looking at the 11th verse. My Bible titles this Final Greetings. And Paul is just finishing his second letter to the Corinthian church. He says this: Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful. Grow to maturity. Encourage each other. Live in harmony and peace. Then, the God of love and peace will be with you. You know, this is the truth. Paul is telling us once again these wise words. I've noticed throughout my time when I've been going to different churches, I sometimes wonder, Lord, why are you bringing this message? Why are you saying these things, Lord? Surely this church has matured. Surely the people in this church have matured. And I keep getting the sense that the Lord wants to bring milk. So when I go to a church, oftentimes I will bring milk because that's what the Lord is giving me. I long to start bringing meat and vegetables and solid food for a body of Christ that should be maturing but isn't. You know, I'm now regularly preaching in Glasgow, but in a place called Wishall, a Redemption church. I'm regularly preaching there, and I don't have to bring milk to that church. It is wonderful. They are mature. They're wonderful people, and they gather each and every week. And more I go there, the more and more I'm noticing that they are loving each other with such a great love. And these words, they're doing. They are joyful. They are growing in maturity. They are encouraging each other. They are living in harmony and peace. And that's why I know the God of love and peace is with them. Beloved, this is important. This is so important, hearing these words as we get to part 69 of this awesome series of the Peace of the Father. If you look at your own life, If you look at where you are right now, what do you see? When you think about your maturity or lack of maturity in the Christian life, in the Christian world, what would you say you were? Would you say you were lacking in maturity? Would you say that you are a very mature Christian, but still have things to learn? Believe you me, I would regard myself as a mature Christian, but I have so much to learn. Always. I'm always learning. I'm always striving to learn more. And I know that when I bring a word, I bring a word that the Lord wants me to hear. Every time I bring a word, it's because the Lord wants me to hear it. So if I go to a church and I'm bringing milk, it's because I need to hear that message. Sometimes so simple, yet I am so lacking. This is the way we are, beloved. And this is therefore what we must do. We must strive to walk along this road, this pathway together. So how would you rate yourself in terms of being mature or not mature? Would you say that as a Christian you were mature, or would you say as a Christian you are childlike? Would you say that you are joyful? Would you say that you need to grow in maturity? Let's look right now at how much you encourage someone else. Are you encouraging? Is that in your nature? Do you like to encourage? Do you find it hard? Do you find it difficult to interact with other people? Are you a loner? What do you lack? Where do you think you lack in this list that I'm bringing you now? Being joyful, growing in maturity, encouraging each other, living in harmony and peace. Where are you lacking in that list? Well, you know, I've learned over these years, one way of being joyful is to keep my eyes focused on Jesus. If I do that, joy comes into my heart. If I look away from Jesus, if I do something else, if I fall off the road, the pathway, then I'm no longer joyful and the peace is gone. And when I'm no longer joyful and the peace is gone, I don't feel like encouraging anyone else, and I certainly don't feel like living in harmony and peace. That's because I've taken my eyes off the Savior and I'm looking at something else. I'm looking to do something else that doesn't involve God. I'm looking at going my own way once again. How often have I tried to go my own way only to know it's the wrong way, and yet I do it again and again and again and again until I realize I'm wasting my time. And the Lord Himself stands there and waits for me to get back on the right road. And He looks at me and He smiles and He says, okay, let's go on further now. Let's see how far we can get. Never condemning, always convicting. Never condemning, never pushing me down, always encouraging. You see, when we try to live in the world, that's when we're pushed down. That's when we're not encouraged. That's when there is no joy. That's when there is no maturity, no growth. That's where there is no harmony and certainly no peace. And that's where oftentimes we find that that God of love and peace isn't with us. What are you getting from this today? Well, I am sure the message that you are getting loud and clear is you have to stay on the road. You have to run the race the Lord has set for you. You have to keep on going because you know that if you keep on going, you will succeed. You will get there. You will battle through. Because the Lord, He's by your side. And He's battling through with you. Paul's final greeting to the church in Corinth are the Lord's greeting to you right now. And He says to you, be joyful in Me. He says to you, grow to maturity in Me. Encourage each other about Me. Live in harmony and peace with Me in your heart. Then My Father's love and peace and My love and My peace will be with you. What encouraging words. What wonderful words. Words that you need to hear, beloved. I believe these words are the words you need to hear right now, today. And I can hear and I can feel your tears. And these aren't tears of condemnation. They're tears of conviction because you know that the words I'm giving you today are coming direct from the Lord, and you know they are penetrating your heart so softly and bringing you peace and joy and bringing you a sense of belonging and bringing you the knowledge that you need this maturity. You need to mature. You need to listen. You need to walk. You need to begin to run. You need to eat solid food instead of relying on milk and yogurt. You need some steak and some vegetables. You need to be filled with the joy of the Lord. That's what you need. I'm going to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that we would all grow together with joy and maturity, that we would encourage each other, Lord, that we would live in harmony and peace, so that your love and your peace would always be with us, world without end. Amen and amen. Beloved, if I was talking to you, then I need to hear from you, because I would love to pray with you, and so would the team. Mags and the team are standing by to pray for you. Send me an email to studio at worshipradio247.org. That's studio at worshipradio247.org. Send it to me real quick so that we can pray for you. And I know the God of peace is with you right now. The God of love is overwhelming you and filling you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.